Good morning, Grace Community Church. It is Tuesday of Easter week. The Lord is with us. We're spending a few minutes each morning this week around the theme, the people of the cross and the empty tomb. This morning from Luke chapter 9, verse 18, we clearly see that it's Christ's cross and empty tomb that we're talking about. Hear these words from Luke 9, verse 18 and following. Now it happened that as he was praying alone, the disciples were with him, and he asked them, "Who do the crowd say that I am?" And they answered, "John the Baptist, but others say Elijah, and others one of the prophets of old has risen." But he said to them, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter answered, "The Christ of God." And he strictly charged and commanded them to tell this to no one, saying, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and on the third day be raised." So Jesus is the Christ of God. Peter said that. Jesus affirmed that. But then he goes on to say that he's the Christ of the cross and the empty tomb. While praying, the disciples were close by, and Jesus turned to them and he asked the disciples, "Who do the crowds say that I am?" Now that could also mean, what kind of public figure, what kind of leader do the people say that I am? Well, Jesus was already doing miracles and teaching, and so he was already well known. And that's what prompted him to ask the question, because the people were talking about him. And so the disciples reply back to Jesus. Some say you're John the Baptist. Some say you are Elijah. Some say you're another prophet that was raised. Now that's interesting, isn't it? The disciples are telling Jesus what the people have said, and the people have said maybe he's a prophet who has been raised. So they have an idea of the ability for someone to be raised from the dead. That is to come back on behalf of the people, the nation of Israel, and do something. So they were expecting a return of a prophet, and they expected this prophet to restore something. Maybe they were thinking the prophet would restore their spiritual vitality, their religious service together as a people, or their political independence. Remember, they're under Roman rule at this time, their national identity as the nation of Israel. So they were not completely misguided, because they did expect someone to come and to restore things. Well, then Jesus turns to his disciples and he says, "Who do you say that I am?" And it's Peter who spoke up, which is common among the 12 disciples. Peter was a spokesperson, and he said, "You're the Christ of God, the Christ of God." Christ meaning the Messiah or the anointed one, not just the favorite one, but the favored one, the blessed one who would come and actually do something. Now, the Christ, the Messiah, is the anointed one of God. So the Christ of God is the one who would come and do something as God intended. Well, Peter got that right. Jesus is the Christ of God, the Messiah, the anointed one. But still, there is much to be revealed. So that's why Jesus said, "Don't tell anybody." But Jesus goes on to say, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and on the third day be raised." So some very interesting things about Jesus' statement there is he's clearing up in his disciples' minds just what kind of Christ and Messiah he's going to be, or that he is. He says he's the Son of Man. This is Jesus referring to himself in terms of the one who would come and do God's will on earth as a man for humans. The Son of Man. The Son of Man is the Christ of God. So it's the same person in Jesus Christ. And then he says he must. This must happen. So there's a divine appointment and purpose for which Jesus came. He must do something. And Jesus gave a long sentence here about being rejected, and by whom? The elders, chief priests, scribes. But if you boil down Jesus' statement here to two concise phrases, he must, and here they are, number one, be killed, and he must be raised. He must be killed, he must be raised. Jesus is clearly talking about his crucifixion on the cross and his resurrection, leaving behind an empty tomb. He's accomplishing something for God and for man in his death and in his resurrection. So he is the one who will come and restore, which is exactly what the people were expecting. They just didn't know who it was. They couldn't see the one right in front of them is the Christ who will restore. He is going to restore. And what he's going to restore is God to man and man to God. He's the reconciler through his death and resurrection. So what Jesus has just done here is he has connected Christ, Messiah, with death, resurrection, cross, and empty tomb. The Christ of God is the Christ of the cross and the empty tomb. We have mentors and heroes in our lives. They live their lives. They die their deaths. And they live on in our memories. And they inspire us in our own life and death. And sometimes they're people we never met. We read about them in history. They live in our memory. Jesus, however, is the Christ of God. He lived our life. So the Son of God from all of eternity became a human, became a man, and lived in perfect obedience to God. And then Jesus died our death. So he's the sinless one who is the substitute for the sinners. We talked about that yesterday in the gospel of the cross and the empty tomb. And then Jesus was raised for our life. He, through his resurrection, grants us spiritual life. We who are spiritually dead by faith in Christ have spiritual life. And that same resurrection that grants us new life also promises us a resurrection of our bodies in the new world that is to come. So Jesus doesn't live in our memory. Jesus lives. Jesus is actually alive. Jesus is active. Jesus is bringing people into the kingdom of God and thus expanding it. And Jesus will bring the kingdom in its fullness to us at his return. So he is the Christ of the cross and the empty tomb. Today, I want you to think about this. Who do you think Jesus is? What do you think of the Messiah? Who is he? Is he someone who just gets down on your level to help you, like a mentor or a hero or a teacher? Well, Jesus is much more than that. He's the Christ of the cross. He's someone who stooped below to take on our sin burden, not to share it with us, not to share our load, but to bear it for us in our place. He is the Christ of the cross. Do you think of Jesus as someone who helps you carry on, who lifts your spirits, lifts you up like a mentor or a teacher? Well, he's much more than that. He's Christ of the empty tomb, meaning he actually raises us to new life, not just lifting our spirits in our old life, but raising us to new life, granting new life. Do you see Jesus in this way? Do you behold him in this kind of glory, the glory of the cross and the empty tomb? Father in heaven, we pray today that you will awaken us to see Jesus, who is the Christ of God, who is the Christ of the cross and the empty tomb. Help us to see him this way. Open the eyes of our heart. And then, Father, in awakening our minds to see, awaken our hearts to believe. May we believe in Jesus, like trust in him, Father. And in believing, may we grow to love. May we love what we believe. And in loving Christ, our Father, lead us to a full-hearted, full-life devotion to him, obedience to him, to see and believe and love and follow Jesus. Give us an awakening to the glory of Christ and the beauty of Christ and the kindness of Christ and the mercy of Christ in the cross and the empty tomb. Help us, Father, to live this day and this week free from sin and alive to you, responsive to you, because our sins have been removed and we've been granted new life. And Father, bring someone our way that we might point to Christ, and to speak to them of this cross that is their salvation, this empty tomb that verifies it and shows us that Christ is alive and we are new people in Him and the future is His. Today, Father, help Your people at Grace Community Church to love Christ above all things. Amen.